I bet y'all wasn't expecting this.
What's happening? Did you miss us?
I was just about to say that, cousin.
We are cousin.
We are cousin, in case you fucking forgot.
This is he cousin.
And I am she cousin.
And together, we are cousin. And we are here to save the world.
All the time. That's what's wrong, cousin. I think that's why everything been fucked up.
Shit.
Because we ain't been saving the world. You know, fuck them right now.
Like, well, how y'all doing out there, first off?
Yeah, I guess.
How y'all doing?
Y'all ain't sent us no fucking emails.
I don't even know why we came back. It's all the time with y'all guys.
You know what? It don't surprise me, but I am a little hurt.
Okay.
Well, I am a little hurt.
But
niggas was asking, like, when the podcast coming back?
Fuck y'all. Look. but we are so kind and generous that we gonna take time out to talk to y'all, mm-hmm. even though y'all don't want to talk to us, cause we know y'all listening.
Right.
Y'all just may be shy, and that's okay to be shy if you're a little bitch. But I'm not, I'm not calling you that. I'm just saying you can be shy if you want to.
I mean, you know,
send us a damn mail.
Right. But anyway, cousin.
Yes.
What has been up with you? There have been lots of changes. It's been a long time since we've had, you know, since we've done this, you know, little thing right here.
Well, first off, I'm not in the retail field anymore.
Whoop, whoop.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, things come time, you know, come time for, you know, change that, you know, scenery. I'm a motherfucking teacher.
He a motherfucking teacher.
You know, guiding the youth on the right path, making sure they see victory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned how to play chess to quiet my mind.
Okay.
So my powers are coming. All you know right. what I'm saying? I've almost opened my powers. So, I mean, shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all in trouble, not me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should have been, you know what I'm saying? At this point.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. Cousin, that's wonderful.
How about you?
Oh, you know, I am still, you know, the jet setting, wheeling dealing.
Keep it going. Limousine riding.
Limousine riding, motherfucking man stealing.
I see you. Right now, because I'm finna hit you with the point. I'm in there with you.
Let's see. I got back from Hawaii at the beginning of the month, and mentally, I believe I'm still there. Like, it is fucking gorgeous every day, all day. Like, it'll rain for like 2 minutes. Or it'll rain for 5 minutes. And you know what? You're not even mad that it's raining. And it's just like, man, everybody happy. Everybody happy. Everybody nice. They racist to white people there. That's a selling point, black people. If you want to go.
Try it out.
You know.
Try it out. It's they like are reverse. Very, it's like reverse.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely like reverse. And It was just great to be someplace else for a week, and I had never been, and it was a lot of fun. I ate a lot of food. I got to see a lot of the island, and it was great. I went to New Orleans for my birthday, you know, because winter time, winter has come and gone. So, you know, birthdays, but went to NOLA, and I also ate my face off. It was great. So, you know, that work's still the same. Well, no, it's not. Because now I am the only person. I'm the only therapist at work now. And that will not be happening for much longer either. Because your girl got some things in the works that I can't talk about right now.
We stirring the pot up.
But, oh yeah, we definitely are stirring up the gift.
We whipping the pot.
Yeah, so, but for the most part, it's been good, you know. Just being an adult. In America, as a black person and a woman. So, you know, all the shit that come with that. I started playing GTA.
That's crazy.
After 37,000 years. But I am having the time of my life.
I'm glad.
Playing with my cousin.
I'm glad. I'm a dinosaur.
Just causing chaos. Yeah.
Well, welcome back. And we got some stuff to talk about.
And we're gonna get to it. If you feel so inclined, the email has not changed.
They fingers broke. I'm sure. Or they don't have internet.
Ooh,
they
got them,
they probably listen to this and you know why they at work. You know what I'm saying?
On the work Wi-Fi. Well, send us an email at work. It ain't like you do shit they that anyway.
They can't
Craig.
Use their work email to send us things because then they're gonna know the company gonna know. And you using
no,
the
if
work
you
email.
On the work Wi-Fi, nigga, use your own email.
They don't have email.
Damn, who ain't got an email?
The
now?
People who not emailing us, because clearly if they
well,
had
if they got an email, how the hell are they listening to us?
Then you got to have an email to listen to this?
I mean, if you got to be Apple, don't you got to log into your phone? You need an email for that.
Well, obviously, something's broken over there.
Something
as to why
is not computing as to why we have
topics.
Not gotten any emails to the Cousin Time Podcast at gmail.com.
Not one.
Not except for Google. Google. When I set the shit up, they're the only ones who email me. And I don't appreciate that.
It's cool.
But, you know, it is what it is. But we back in this bitch.
No. Because when people start emailing us, the people who didn't email us, y'all going to be upset. Watch.
Mm-hmm. Then they're like, I should have been the first one to email. Mm-hmm. You had your chance.
You had your chance.
And you broke our hearts.
Niggas never loved us.
Never. And see, that's why... We have a saying in this house that others themselves have adopted since they've known us. Because if we don't know them niggas.
We don't owe them niggas.
Nothing.
Ever. A motherfucker.
Ever. If I don't know you, I don't owe you. Just let that marinate. And then we're going to come right back to some recent events. What's going on in the world, cousin? You don't know, do you?
I do not.
So, I'm going to just go over a couple things since, you know, it's been a while and, you know.
It's warming up out there.
It is.
I know that.
It was 80 fucking degrees yesterday.
I saw a lot of people outside.
I had on shorts and I was very happy.
I had on shorts as well. And I also was very happy.
I'm like, oh, is this what I'm to expect?
I smoked a bleezy at the lake.
I ain't did it.
Because there's plenty more days coming.
It is.
Plenty more days.
As long as we don't get war to our shores. No, I'm just...
Not to the lakeshore, hopefully. That's my way to work.
So there's a war going on between Russia
there ain't
and
nobody
Ukraine.
Nobody safe from. Not that song?
No. No. There's a war going on right now between Russia and Ukraine. That's been going on since February. It's almost May.
Man, I seen somebody drive past some Russian troops that ran out of food and gas. They was like, y'all need to lift back to Russia? And they was like, nah, we good. It's like, man, y'all is fucking up.
And so...
They Hamilton them niggas.
Yes. So, pretty much, yeah. Russia, Putin ass, was not expecting the Ukrainians to be so valiant in the defense of their country. He kind of thought he was just going to, like, knock over some shit and take it. But they, like, no, we fight for our country. Like, you had celebrities, like, Ukraine celebrities, like, dropping shit that they're doing and going home to defend their country.
That's gangster.
That is some gangster shit. Because I personally cannot say that if I was out of the country doing some shit and it's like, yeah, there's war in America right now. My ass is gonna stay the fuck here. What the fuck I'm going over there for?
How long good? Got some time to get my stuff?
Like, where in America is the war? It's like, oh, it's in California. Okay, I think I can make it.
I can make
it back to Chicago in enough time. If it start there.
I just, in my head, we speak on, like, man... But it's like the pride that the Ukrainian people have.
People have they country. Have pride
but
in their country.
They don't. The diversity of Ukrainian people is not that much. And when we're talking about people who have pride in their country,
right.
It's normally just like that one set of type of person that lives in there. It's like with America being like such a
melting pot
of like everything is just like as some people like it, some people don't. Some people go fight for it, like, some people go be like let it burn.
Some place is nice, some place sheets.
I don't know.
You got diehard
America
like the talent
is justice.
You'll find out about that. But, like, you got motherfuckers that diehard Americans that will fight for their country. You know them because they stormed the Capitol building last year.
But no, them not the type of niggas that'll fight for their country. Them the type of niggas that just want to be seen and want to be, like heard and not really have to work for nothing. Like, they some weak. Because if they was the type of, I would expect them niggas to understand. And then you got brothers and stuff. But like, I don't know. I'm not feeling into that
but,
shit.
But
that shit done.
Yeah, but yeah. So you know that's a thing. But I did hear I was watching the news the other day that that Russia has damn near succeeded in completely blocking Ukraine off from what sea is that? The Baltic Sea or whatever that's over there. Completely blocked them off from the east side and now the south side, so now they can't get anything inland, and they're surrounded because on top of you got Russia, Ukraine on the top of Russia, so like the north side of Ukraine is Belarus. Belarus is a Russian ally. The only thing to the west of them is Poland, so that's the only way they can really get things into Ukraine. Russia's trying to block them off from getting any type of help, food, like weapons. Risk. Right. Pretty much is what this is. And that is why they've been maneuvering troops from like the north side, like the northeast side to like the southeast side.
Man, it just to fuck like that up. Niggas is like, you remember, like we at school and like we finna fight after school and like Ukraine and like Russia is like fighting at school, like everybody watching, but like Russia got like a bunch of people helping, and like that. It feel unfair. You know, yeah. Let them have their shit, man.
Cause the thing is, Russia didn't want Ukraine to be a part of the United Nations and all of that shit. And I'm just like, why? Like, bro, you have no authority here. Like, this is not the USSR, bro. It's not the 1920s. Right, that's what I'm like. Stalin is dead. Yeah, like, bro. Kanye is dead. Kanye ain't really dead. But, like, give it the fuck up.
And not even give it up, bro. I'm just like, bro, let them have their shit. Like, bro, what do you need it for? Like,
they were an independent country for damn near 35 years.
You want it for an image. And it's just like, why are we still trying to live up to like old ass images? And that's the
because problem. That's who he looks up to Stalin.
I don't give a fuck who he look up to. That nigga dead.
I know, but I'm telling you why he fucking do it.
Because that nigga in the ground.
Unless he got his fucking body hung on the wall or some shit.
That yeah, Russia, like, ain't nothing that he went through. Like, all of this shit is new territory that we were into. You don't know what the fuck gonna happen tomorrow. It's like Elon Musk say he messing with robots now.
He is a fucking robot. He is a villain. He is a super villain. But nobody wants to do anything because he's a white man with a bunch of goddamn money.
You can't block a man, Xanatos, man.
He is not Xanatos. Elon Musk is. Do not put that on Xanatos.
Is Xanatos.
No.
I don't know what his first name
means. You don't know.
Alexander Xanatos.
His name is not Alexander Xanatos. First name David.
A regular ass name.
His father's Greek. That's where the Xanatos parts come from. I looked at him.
Shut up.
Because remember I said I wanted to name my son Xanatos? Yes. He was like, the villain from Gargoyles. Like,
no.
But, no.
Elon Musk is Alexander Xanatos.
He is not. Does that not Alexander? He's not Xanatos.
And he's going to bring back Gargoyles.
No. Elon Musk is fucking Lex Luthor.
No. No. Elon Musk, Xanatos built robots. Built all type of different cars and stuff that shot the flamethrower. Well, is Alexander Xanatos. I don't know.
Anywho, but the thing is, it's like, if Russia is successful and they're capturing Ukraine, it's like, okay, where do y'all stop? Because, like, y'all done took this over. The next country for y'all to get is Poland, but here's the thing. Poland is a part of fucking NATO. So that's essentially them attacking the United States.
They're not going to do it then, right?
They're not going to. Who says who? I don't know. If you have the second largest army in the goddamn world, mm-hmm. and you just successfully taking over this country. That the whole world, that half the fucking world,
is why you beat up this little person.
And now it's like I'm finna come here because I want your shit too. Word. That is how the first war started.
Think he Alexander the Great of the land? Not, oh my god! Not taking the land anymore. The lines have been drawn.
No, cousin, he wants the land. That the all lines used to have be been
drawn, and they are in the books.
The we're books are white.
We're not gonna change the lines. That time is over.
Who's gonna go dig these lines up and form new shapes for these countries? Goddamn it!
Bullshit.
No, that line for Ukraine, they ain't there no more. 3,000 miles to the west. What? That's gonna be added to Ukraine? Mm-mm. That's crazy. To Russia?
Yeah, man. It kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's weird. Because it's just a bunch of big gangs. It's like the United States,
right?
And then it's just like, well, you know, that don't involve us. And when they fuck with homeboy over there, like them our guys.
So like the United States have lent some aid, but it's like they haven't really done a whole lot. And the president of Ukraine, he's there with his people, like this nigga popping up on TV screens like in other countries, like, hey, nigga, we need some help. Like, what the fuck is y'all gonna do? Y'all just sit here, what y'all gonna do? Sanctions are great. Yeah, that's gonna affect Russia in the long run. We need help now. This nigga got on jeans and fatigues, like t-shirts and fatigues out there fighting with his goddamn people. But
it's like, do I really want to fight with Russia? Cause I mean, like again, we all just we all just behind the school. It's no, there is no authority here. The teachers are in the school. I don't even know who running the overall situation. It's just kids.
Because they done left the game on goddamn autopilot.
No, because now Ukraine fighting Russia and they looking at everybody like, come on, what's happening? And we want to help Ukraine. Oh, I want fucker. For go have a whole fight with Russia.
It was like, goddamn, Russia, why the
big
fuck?
Ass. Like, can't you just fight Russia, big ass?
Why y'all just couldn't just stay the fuck? Y'all got everything.
Exactly. It's just like,
now I got to deal.
Because the whole thing is like, Russia got friends.
Russia do got friends, and the Russia friends is fucking crazy.
Yeah, they got crazy Russia.
You got North Korea and China.
That's some crazy gang shit. China
is trying to take motherfucking Taiwan. So essentially, China is doing the same thing that Russia was doing, except Russia was like, well, fuck it, we finna do it.
They just trying to get stronger.
It's like, what the fuck you want Taiwan for? A country about this big.
It's ours. So Taiwan is mine.
And the fucking North Korea been trying to take South Korea for fucking decades at this point.
That line is solid. Because South Korea is like, hold the line. Listen,
because they said, is COVID over?
Shit, man.
They act like it's over, but then they say it's not over.
My YouTube ain't said nothing about COVID in a couple of
weeks. They done dropped the mask mandates and the vaccination mandates, and mostly everywhere.
And my ass.
Except for like on airplanes and like buses and shit, but they trying to drop that shit too. So
I need to cough when I'm sleeping on the airplane.
Shut up. As somebody who's been traveling extensively during the pandemic, and while that does sound dangerous in a sense, my black ass ain't never been nowhere. I had only been on the plane one time before the goddamn pandemic. So I need them to drop them goddamn prices down. See, that's the shit that's killing me. That's why my black ass was at home before. Damn plane tickets cost too much.
Because they seen all y'all having hot girl summers, and they was like, cha-ching. Can't refund these tickets. Biatch. I'm going to get my ticket on the way back looking ass.
No. I never do that. Yeah. Never do that. You buy your return ticket before your ass leave, because your ass will get to wherever the fuck you going. And
no, some but shit you buy go. You people normally buy the ticket going first, and then they get their return ticket later.
I be trying to get. I want to buy my shit round trip first time.
Hell yeah!
Like Big facts. Or I buy that shit as far in advance as I possibly can. Like, I want to plan a trip and then buy my goddamn ticket Friday.
I want to go trip
for 3 months away.
2 years.
2 years? You can't buy that far in advance.
Like, this ticket, like, Megabus.
Oh, look, Megabus sent me an email. You can ride maskless. I said, I should have been riding with a fucking mask way back in the day. I was riding this goddamn
Man, Megabus got me to and fro on, like, some G shit. Like, man, I was, oh.
Megabus.
Many a rhyme on Megabus.
Megabus did his job, except for the time it had me spending out in the fucking
heat. But you get what?
That's true. You do.
And I paid for it. That was the Spirit of bus line. No. Greyhound.
I never took Greyhound. I heard that was absolutely terrible.
One time. And I never do that shit again.
That's the story that everybody says. Unless, oh my God. Unless you just have no other means of transportation.
I didn't know.
And you just... No, because it's people that take Greyhound buses all the time.
It's cheap as fuck. You take the Greyhound because I heard it. It's reliable. Everybody know about the Greyhound.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I just look up a ticket on the Greyhound. Yeah. Like, whoop de whoop, took that bitch up here one time.
How bad was it?
Bad.
What was bad about
everything? I like, the seats was bad. The people were bad. The smell was bad.
Yes, the people are bad.
The actual bus
because you can sleep. People sleep in the Greyhound bus terminal because it don't close.
Yeah, it's like, the bus had to be built in the 20s. Some old ass bus from the 20s. That's the same bus that the Titans got on when they went to the game and remember the Titans.
Boy, shit.
I was on the same
damn
bus.
The Titans didn't happen in the 20s. It was at least the 60s.
In the 60s.
Your ass said the bus, the seats was bad, the people was bad, the smell was bad. This bus was built in the 20s.
I was like the seats was hard, had the springs in it, looked like they built that shit out of old mattresses and then put green goddamn leather over the top of
that's
old mattresses.
That's fucking terrible.
Fold them bitches up with metal.
Oh,
had them bitches.
That is absolutely tragic.
No, man, them
I've never taken a Greyhound.
Hell yeah, bathroom on that bus. I ain't use it. I don't even see it. Mega bus came, and I was like, my ass, you could let the seats back.
Because first of all, it's like, you want to sit down here, or you want to sit up there?
Well, it's got a double decker.
It's a double decker bus. It's like, the seats are cushioned. There's an outlet. We have Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi on
the bus? And this ticket was $5?
Like,
I spent $20 on Greyhound, man, and I had to sleep with my taser in my hand.
Hey, let's just go. Is the ticket only like $3?
Right.
What are we going to do?
But you also stand outside for 5 hours waiting for a bus.
If I had the... I don't want to say this. If I could have kept myself entertained had I had money. Like if I was writing on my phone, like I would be on my iPod, iPod at the time, my old ass, typing on, you know, writing on my iPod and shit like that. So I like, I could keep my music was always
man. Listen, like, I just put my headphones.
You got to be outside though. That was the part. Like I remember that hot. Remember that day? It was hot as fuck.
It's St. Louis, Lord Jesus. Look, I know I lost like 2 pounds standing in the fucking sun, sweat. But yeah, so I guess COVID is over, guys. I guess question mark. To be determined. We'll see what happens. Because any other recent or not so recent events you want to talk about? I don't know what's the name shit, really. You know, fucking life. You know, white people still killing black people.
Yeah, life giving you lemonades.
Mm-hmm.
Then they want me to smile about it.
Yeah, that shit cracker.
No, but, you know, I wake up every morning, glory to God.
Glory!
I think I'm more attractive now than I was by like 2 weeks ago. So, glory to God. Yeah.
Where the hell did that come from?
What, that I'm attractive?
Observation, I'm saying, I think I'm more attractive than I was 2 weeks ago.
Hey.
Did somebody question it?
No, man. Got my hair retwisted.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, hey, that counts towards something.
Oh, I cut all my hair off.
My cousin bald head.
Because it's time this summer to do bald-headed hoe shit.
Huh?
I'm prepared. I got the bald head. I have the hoe shit. Now I just need to do the hoe shit. And then it all comes together, like a circle. Look, yin,
and yang. We'll come full circle. And balance.
Balance, people.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Did you miss us?
It ain't been that long.
It hasn't, but you know.
If they did, they'd have said something. Mm. But we're going to talk about it anyway. Hey, what y'all listening to out there?
You know, because you know what what tomorrow is when this comes out? Motherfucking Monday. Which means we got to talk about music. And it's been so many Mondays since the last episode. It's been a lot of music. We got the rise and fall of Slaughterhouse.
That was crazy.
That was a thing for a while, you know. You know how I am, my country music, motherfucking Carrie Underwood got an album on the way, and I know it might make me cry. She speaks to me.
She wrote these songs directly.
She wrote these songs for everything that happens in my life. The last three albums, cousin. I can listen to the last three albums beginning to end.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Did you write her a letter?
I have not wrote her a letter yet. I might have to write her a letter.
She probably mad because people don't email her. @CarrieUnderwood@gmail.com I'm gonna be mad.
Dr. Dre released music?
Yeah, for the Grand Theft
Auto. And Eminem, they performed at the Super Bowl with Snoop and Mary J. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent. Was in the club.
But my man's 50 is in some movies. There's a lot of stuff happening. I'm
man,
sure you
it's like the music
it.
World is all flipped, turned upside I'm down because sure Will sure Smith done smacked Chris Rock.
Yeah. As I'm sure you've heard. It's so much stuff that we could talk about.
It is. Because music-wise, what are you doing? Because you have music coming too.
I got like 7 songs that I'm working on. I think I called it like a 7-day kill list or something like that. So it's going to be 7 songs, some new stuff that I haven't done, you know what I'm saying? Just getting, you know, sharpening my knives, you know what I'm saying? Me and my bro back home, we going to probably put together something at some point. Yeah, man, you know, we got a lot of personal music coming out, but I've been listening to for motivation. Crit, Wiz Khalifa, Smoke Dizza, and this producer named Girl Talk dropped this album called Full Court Press.
Yes.
My God. Probably some of the best music I've heard in this year. I've also listened to, who else is in there? Lil Kiki. Mm. He from the South, from back in the day. Paul Wall dropped the project.
Paul Wall?
Don't talk about it.
Paul Wall, baby. I
ain't
know that.
He just dropped it. It's called Start to Finish. I'm finna listen to that tomorrow.
Okay. I fucks with Paul Wall.
Yeah, but outside of that, you know what I'm saying, Game Challenge, Eminem song. Like, I'm looking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Definitely.
Yes, yes.
Like we were talking about that and how we what we feel. I think, and me and my brother Salvo was talking and was like, "Yo, Game may be the one that can knock Eminem down," or you remember when Thanos threw that punch and Captain America caught it?
Yeah,
Game may be Captain America. He may be able to be like. And Thanos was like, nigga, what the fuck?
You're right, not today.
You know what I'm saying?
Cap was like, not today.
Like, Game may have the move.
I believe that it would definitely be a very good battle. It would be, I'm very partial to Eminem. He is one of my faves. But I do love the Game as well. And that nigga can rap. Like, he been able to rap. If you don't know the Game can rap, have you heard
any of
the music? Right? 300 bars?
My man got flow. Remember hearing the Game on this song when he was with the unit, and they did this song called I'm So Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the Game verse on there, and I was like, yo, who is this guy? kind of the same way I heard 50. Right. When 50 was on that Places to Go. Like, right. It was just like right. underground mixtape type shit. Like, on some Who Kid shit. And I was like, yo, like Eminem is going crazy right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, but
what damn. Was different with Game was I heard that Game was writing music for more than just himself.
Yeah.
Never heard that for 50. Right. I've heard Game rap like Diddy,
mm-hmm.
Biggie, M, every nigga from Dipset, Kendrick Lamar, mm-hmm. and like the whole thing of like Game is a chameleon.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, and like who you like Shang Tsung?
Yeah.
Like the Game is fucking Shang Tsung. I need to call my brother right now. The Game is Shang Tsung. The Game is Shang Tsung.
Need to take your ass to sleep.
We figured it out. The Game is Shang Tsung.
That's a good analogy.
And like he could be like, and then, yeah. But like at the same situation, if Eminem challenges the Game to a situation, Game Eminem can rap.
Yes.
But I've never seen Eminem be nobody but Eminem.
He's done it a couple times in songs where he kind of like mimics the flow of people, but it's not like a thing where he's rapping like a whole track. It'll just be like part of whatever song he's in where he, you know, where he copies
Eminem's
that.
I think Eminem's only competition is himself, and I feel yeah. like he don't necessarily need to be a chameleon because he could just reinvent himself whenever he wants to do something different.
Right.
The thing is, if Game can pretty much take everything. I like Eminem is very direct and linear,
mm-hmm.
and you can lose fans by being so like straight line and
yeah.
not having nothing to catch. Game yeah. is gonna throw a lot of hooks.
Twists and turns.
Yeah, Game is gonna throw a lot of hooks and come from every direction. He gonna say
I think it was you who had said like. Or maybe it was when we was watching it on YouTube when Old Boy was talking about it, that punchlines
mm-hmm.
that Game has the punch lines. Has yeah. the punchlines while M is just the
he
words
a scheme. Scheme.
Right. Eminem so so you know that could play that's a benefit and you know a disadvantage at the same time. So I just feel like it just depends on
who's listening,
right?
Because somebody who like, cause I like Eminem's technique when he right. rhymes and it's intricate and stuff like that and everything. And I also like when Game, like, you know, mm-hmm. is heavy with the punchlines and, you know, right. and just like just barring shit down. I don't think my whole thing is I don't think either one of them will lose.
Yeah,
if you really think about when 50 and Game was beefing, like, mm-hmm. like. I don't recall like 50 and them like 50 didn't really throw no whole lot of shots at Game.
Cause I think they beef felt like more real. So personal.
Yeah,
like I thought they were going to die. Like, I thought them niggas was going to kill each other. Like that's how serious that beef was. It wasn't like when you know, when the beef was like with Ja Rule and like all of them, boy, it was like, it was
Busta
like, right, it was like,
that.
It was
even
more
though, like,
music.
50 and then was supposedly, you know,
right, it was personal, but like, no, this felt like, you know, this is like a separation of like
and
a family
just,
type thing.
It's like music was just in the background of this.
Right, like music, happened. Like niggas wasn't concerned about what the music was. It was like, so wait a minute, what happened when they went to go meet up? Like, what was the conversation? Like, niggas wanted to know the words
mm-hmm.
that was happening. Like, why did this shit happen? And not necessarily about the music. So
I think the Game stands a very strong chance against M. And word is that Game has a project coming out too. So they say he rapping at a high caliber.
Okay.
They use the word caliber.
Okay.
That's a specific word.
It is. It is a specific
yeah,
word.
You got to use your ears to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it and I was like, caliber?
Uh huh.
That's fancy. I was like,
shut up. Get out there. We got a weekend of battle raps coming up at the end of the month.
Oh, man. We have been so into battle rap. Look, yo, I am so in tune with battle rap right now.
Like, we okay? had the first.
Ab Gang.
We had the first Ab Gang. Ever battle rap pay per view party. At the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
I think that went out very well.
Yeah.
We had We had the greenery and we had the TV-ery. No, that don't work. I tried to do it, but it don't work. What? Listen, no, that was worse.
Kings vs. Queens 3 is popping off on the 30th. Yep. Okay?
So you know we're going to come up with, we going to have all the details the next day.
I might do a side podcast with, you know, the lineup and the card and everything and who I think is going to win and everything. And then, you know, we can come back afterwards and, you know, talk about that situation. Or maybe we get to it tonight. Who knows? I don't know. It depends on how I feel.
But
y'all not going to write us no letters or nothing about it. So you just got to sit and wait and find out. But it's some good matches. It's some matches that I was hoping for.
Yeah.
In my heart.
Yeah.
And they did it. But that's cool. It's battle rap. Cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm still excited.
It'll happen eventually.
It's a full weekend, though.
Like, they got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But the only thing is, I don't know if they're going to if caffeine's going to put it all, like, if it's going to all be on caffeine. You know what I'm saying? Right. Or if they just going to do the actual Kings versus Queens on caffeine and everything else you'll have to catch whenever.
You know, we'll find out all the details as time gets closer.
But I'm excited. If you're listening to this and you've seen me watch Battle Rap, then you know.
Then you're going to be stomping his feet.
And clapping my hands because them bars
and he might
crazy.
Fall to the floor. He's done it a couple times.
And my knees. Some of them bars be strong.
Yep, he lock your shoulders up. Yeah, it just goes straight.
Pass out when you feel your knees locked. Your blood stop flowing. And you pass out. Pressure in your brain.
Anything else? Music? I'm sorry if you heard that. That's my ankles cracking.
I got some. I got a young guy coming out, man. You know, he working on some stuff, man. I might introduce you to him at some point. You know. Just be on the lookout.
You got a label or something I don't know about? Someone said, yeah, I got this guy coming up. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. How do I not know this?
I mean, well, she knows she not using her cousin. I don't know who I'm talking about. But she know, you know what I'm saying? One day, I might bring them through for y'all to see what's happening and stuff like that. But, you know, outside of that, musically, I mean, keep your ear to the streets. Listen for the beat. And
you ain't
going to
tell us what's hiding the streets.
This is the Beast. Gangsta.
Grizzles. I just want to say, you know, shout out to Gangsta Grizzles.
We do not own the rights.
We do not own the rights. It is just a habit every time I say it because it's like, you can't say that. I'm like, I can say it, but I can't make no money off of it. And considering I ain't making no money off of this, I should be all right.
You should be all right.
I should be all right.
DJ Drummond.
So, cousin. I got a couple, you know, things to talk about. What is the most useless fact you know?
Most useless fact?
Yes. Like, you know it, but it doesn't, it has no effect on anything you do. Like, it will not save you from any situation. Damn. It's just something you know. That it's just like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why you know it. Because, like, you know a lot of animal stuff.
I do, but, like, that stuff, I might run into an animal.
That is true, I guess.
Like, I've heard, like, I was like, you was like, before, I was like, well, I know that the sky turns green before a tornado, and I was like, that won't save your life. Like, well, that might
that would definitely save your life. That is not useless. That is useful. Okay, so, I'm gonna go, because I had to think about it. Mm-hmm. I know who invented the revolving door.
It seems like... That'd be something that somebody asks you, and it'd be like, for your life.
It's like, why would?
Because it'd be something like, ask him about that question about the revolving door. Who invented the revolving door? You'd be like, yeah,
Theophilus Van Fleet.
And yo, they'd be like,
Van Clink, Clink, Clean. Okay. Yes.
Get it right now. Yeah. Make sure you get it right. Yo, one fact you get it wrong, be like, Van Meek. Meek is wrong.
No. But yeah, it's like that doesn't really like I don't make fucking doors. I'm not like it's not an integral part of anything I do in my daily life. Right. Except when I go to work, I use a revolving door when I go to work or when I go to Target. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Man, I think think, like, all the stuff I know is, like, man, like, all my animal facts, I'm just like, no, that shit is going to be...
Look, that's that. Important.
It's like during rutting season, you know? I know that bird sex is called a cloacal kiss. Take that.
A cloacal?
Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what it's like when you see birds do that little thing where they hover behind the other bird.
Uh-huh.
And like be fucking. Like, that's called a cloacal kiss.
That's funny.
That's what's it's scientific.
Okay. All right.
Discovery Channel. All
right. Okay.
I have a video where I also have done my own documentation. I was at the zoo and the damn seagulls was out there and I was just like, I don't know what this is.
You messed up. This man recorded. Do he know what we doing? And your ass look over and be like, and the bird's like,
I know what that is.
Oh my goodness. Nasty. Okay, cousin. So I got some social media stories that I found.
Go ahead. What you got? Hit me.
One of them I told you, but we gonna wait for that one. So, a kindergartner brought a bottle of Jose Cuervo to school with shot glasses, and her and like three or four other students took shots of Jose.
When during class do kindergartners have time to go get a bottle of Jose and pour shots? Look, I work with
as a
babies.
Teacher. I am appalled.
When do you not have your eye on the kids enough,
cousin,
that they pour
this
shots?
This baby done poured like 6-7 shots.
No.
A Jose.
Where?
And passed them out to the class.
Where?
They had to call the parents.
Where?
Because the kids was drunk.
Where?
I can't ask me up. I'm looking up. I can't remember what city it was. Oh, God.
I don't believe this. I like, yo, how big is the class? I guess, like, are we doing shots of Jose over here by the box?
This mom's like, she gets a fucking call from the school, like, why is this, like, why are they calling me? And it was like, yes, it seems to be that your child has ingested tequila. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
How do the kids drink that without being like, I need some water?
I don't know.
Where is these babies located?
Okay.
I can barely drink tequila with a straight face, let alone 3 shots. Can you do 3 shots as a kindergartner?
No.
That's Jose?
Jose.
Man, them babies is dangerous. This is a different breed we got out here. This these COVID babies?
No.
They not drinks. Pandemic babies yet.
Jose. Damn. Oh shit. Oh damn, cousin.
It was fake.
No, it's not fake. Guess where?
Florida.
God damn Detroit.
Man, it's hard.
No wonder they can drink tequila.
It's hard in the day.
Yep. It's a little suburb. It's very close to Detroit, but that's the area. Oh man, I was reading that. I'm like, yo, what? Man, I'm like, yeah, wait till I tell cousin this, especially with you being a teacher now. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be funny.
I'm just looking at the situation, like, in my head, it's like, I don't know how many kids in the class.
Right.
Right? But for the most part, you probably had, like, 12,
right.
13, maybe up to 15.
Right.
I give you that. But how...
With a teacher and an assistant in the room.
No. Not with both.
I don't know who's in it, but I'm saying in a general situation, you usually have a teacher and an assistant.
I don't remember my kindergarten years to know if there was an assistant in the room with us when in a situation.
Kindergarten, I think I just had one teacher.
Yeah, there's only one teacher. But I'm like, well, she got to be like grading papers hard. But I'm like, how hard is it to grade kindergarten papers? Like, damn, y'all. Man.
I don't even think
questions, y'all. Serious answers down here. Like,
boy, ain't you four?
What kind of question? What kind of papers is you grading to take your eyes off of for the babies to get drunk?
You idling. No, your controller. Move your controller. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, I can't wait to tell cousin. Okay, so hypotheticals, two of them. One, you get $1 million.
Yeah.
But it's because $100 has been taken from 10,000 people at random. Do you keep the money or do you not keep the money? Keep, no one knows that
I,
you have.
I keep the money.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely keep the money. Oh my God. Some people was like, they was having like these, like real, like moral debates about
how
like,
much money did I get?
$1 million.
Shut up. I'm about $100.
Like, somebody was like, I've lost $100 before, and that could put somebody in a really bad position.
And putting me in a better position. And at one time,
somebody was like, I've been poor before. Give me the milk.
Give me the milk.
Somebody was like, can I rob 10,000 people?
That's light rolling. Like, and I don't even know you niggas.
Right. 10,000 people across the globe.
I know niggas that got them $100 in them. Like, y'all good. Y'all niggas is good.
Right, it 10,000 celebrities, they ain't gonna miss
it. If you got $100 in your account that they pull it from your account, you good. I promise. I've been there. I've been at the bottom of the barrel. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one day somebody will take $100 from me to give it to you. In this instance.
Okay. The last one we had.
That wasn't very tough.
No, it wasn't.
A brief discussion
was had about this last one about a week ago. And it was the story I told you about the lady who decided to go to the sex party with her best friend while her husband was out of town. Now, for those of you who do not know, who don't, you know, surf the Facebook things like that all the time, a story popped up that was shared on Twitter. This lady telling of her experiences of going to a sex party and everything that happened. And pretty much she says it was her birthday weekend. Her husband, it was her birthday weekend and she didn't have any plans. Her best friend was going and her best friend asked her to go. So she did all the sign up paperwork, doctor's appointments, whatever. Got the location, went to some undisclosed location. They were in Atlanta, by the way. And she got there, went to change into her robe, and then the next room was pretty much everybody having sex all over the place.
Great.
So, you know, she's saying, you know, she's just, you know, watching a room or whatever, and then this man grabs her and starts kissing on her and everything, and eventually now she's having sex with four different dudes.
Crazy.
At the same time.
Crazy.
There was also heavy drug use and drinking. So she says she had been doing popping ecstasy all night. And for the amount of time, she said, was about 10 hours of sex. That in that span of time, she potentially has sex with over 200 men. Now, she says she go home, she sleeps for 2 days because she's just, you know, drained, tired, or whatever. And that it was a great time. But she wished she would have found out about this before she met her husband. But he had went away the weekend of her birthday. I believe it was for work that he left and went out of town. And that's what she did for her birthday because he was not there. So, I posed the question to cousin, what do you do as the husband who finds out that your wife had 200 dicks in her vicinity, around her, and otherwise?
You could possibly get me if that was, you know, something that we did together and, like, you were like, you know, this is something we do and we signed up for this and you just had to work and you knew I was going to go. And it was like we had a discussion.
Right.
Cool. If we ain't never done nothing like this or talked about nothing like this, my whole thing, it was like, yo, yeah, maybe one dick you can get over. How many you say?
200.
200 dicks is a tall order. I can't... I'm not finna do that. I might be able to move past one dick. It's just one.
Right.
Get out the way.
You know, people cheat. There's, you know, one person.
You gotta move past 200 dicks?
Can you just imagine putting 200 people in a line?
You know my catchphrase. Over here?
I didn't say over here.
We don't do dicks. Okay? On that side, y'all can do all the dicks y'all want. You understand? But over here, where I'm at, on this side, across over here on this line, 200 dicks is too many dicks.
Is somebody going to make a drinking game of how many times we say dicks in the goddamn podcast? Even just reading that myself,
that's a lot.
I'm just like, you know...
But
if that's your jam, by all means, do what you do, you know, jam. Get down how you live. It's all good. It's no shame. I don't care. But for me personally.
Can you step past 200 vaginas?
No.
That's your feet. You got some wet feet.
That's that. Thinking.
No. One vagina might be the hop over one.
No, not even one.
Oh, goodness.
No, not. I don't play that game. Uh-huh. No. I would much rather you tell me, like, look, I'm done, it's over, whatever, than to deal with the cheating. Because if you cheat, you lie. Period. And I'm like, I don't like to be lied to. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Just tell me the fucking truth. It is what it is. Yeah. I'm going to either like it or I'm not going to like it. But
my cousin motherfucking gangster.
That's just what it is. So no, I'm not getting over one. But like you said, if this was something that we had agreed to do together, if we signed up for, if we were in that lifestyle, right, and then I just couldn't make it, mm-hmm, I'd be like, yeah, okay,
why'd you
whatever.
Do it without me, I'd be mad.
Right. I'd be like, you know I want to do this, like, why you go without me? But in that situation, yeah. But just as a regular,
go for the record. And hit the record.
Well, that's not the record. There.
Don't talk to me about no record.
You don't know the record, cousin. Because in this conversation, I saw somebody posted the record number in the comments. Cousin, what do you think the number of penises that one person has had sex with?
But my whole thing, how long do they have? Do they say how long the thing is?
That's before. I don't...
If you can estimate...
Let me see what the...
Is this like in a night? Am I talking like...
I'm going to see what the... I'm going to see what the stipulations were.
Man, 210. Then, I mean, if it was 7 to 7, that's... I'm going to say maybe 5. I'm going to say a high 5, maybe 6.
Man.
I mean, how many... are we talking about from a guy or a girl?
How many dicks does the woman sleep with? Like most
dicks, female too.
Yes,
I think
the woman who slept, like, how many men does she sleep with?
I'm gonna say 5.
High fives. Mm-hmm. High fives. Okay, hold on. One Okay, it is. Trying to find out. Oh, in a day.
A day.
In one day.
Oh my God, that changed the game. That's a whole 24 hours. That's unlimited. I don't think it's a limit of dicks one vagina can take. She could take.
It's just in a 24-hour time period.
That's a lot of dicks.
So. Hours.
I'm gonna say 8. Maybe. I'm being nice. I'm just hoping that the girl decides.
I need a final answer.
I don't want to get this bitch phone numbers. I just don't want to do it. 1,500.
It's lower than that.
Oh, Jesus.
919.
That is some bitch. That dirty bitch was going to drop right under the house.
It's like, she no, can't even it was 1,499. No.
Now imagine if you couldn't squeeze out like 75 more niggas.
It's like on the Price is Right. When it's like, yeah, what is the price of the car? And you'd be like, like 24,000. It's like, okay, what's the price of the car? 24,001.
Oh, you dirty bitch.
You raggedy bitch.
1,500.
And like, and the total price of the car is... $21,321 and you be like, you motherfucker, that goddamn one.
Alright, talking about some 919. If you'd have just pushed yourself.
See, you didn't apply yourself. Tell this bitch she didn't apply herself. She applied too much.
She almost was at 1,000. It's amazing.
Well, it was done by...
is she cute? You can see her?
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if they have a face reveal. Let me see. Okay.
No way she going to reveal who she... was she...
her face. It will happen. Lisa Sparks, an erotic film actress born in Kentucky.
Okay, she had
in 1976, in 2004,
okay,
she beat the record. The most beautiful breasts in the world. That's not what I asked for.
You know, a woman nasty stuff on my phone.
It's on your phone. I'm at home. Google. Yo, the feds watching you right now.
I just
now.
Saw somewhere like your girl looked at your search engine on your Google. To see what you if they'll date you or something like that. Man, it's the most beautiful breast in the world.
This article just upset me.
Not real.
Yeah, no, it is real.
Ain't no way that this bitch gonna have 919 bodies in a day. Like, how long is them sex sessions? Who is, how many people?
Okay, hold on. Let me see. I think this is a better article.
They're talking about something in 1976, the old lady came and had sex in 2004 for the most beautiful breast in the world.
Okay, so here we go.
So
Lisa Sparks is the one who broke the record. She was a porn star.
She did this
over a period of 12 hours.
900 guys in 12 hours?
Having about roughly 45 second sex with each man. And was in competition with two other women at the time. One who was the previous record holder, and can you guess what the previous record was, cousin?
700.
Just 700?
Yeah.
759.
I'm good. That's
not it. In a day.
That's just 12 hours. So it's like a work shift.
That's her.
That's it.
Well, shut up.
And she's not ugly. I mean, 47. She looked like a man in that pit, that album thing. movie shot.
Oh,
chin,
yeah.
Shot. That chin, you look like Bubba. With a wig on.
Oh, now, looking this up, I came across another crazy, explicit and distressing content?
Mm-mm. Yeah, what's the next hypothetical? We'll save that one.
Are you sure?
Go ahead.
Okay. The most men slept with in life.
No, I don't need to know that. Or they measure somebody having sex to their death. 9,403.
Well, okay. So, the woman who slept with, she slept with 10,000 men. She worked at a brothel.
But that's her job.
At 21, lured by the prospect of earning up to $1,000 an hour for work. For 12 years. So in the span of 12 years.
She's busting it down. 10,000.
To 10,000.
That's crazy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm tired.
That's them tires. Do they still have treads? I don't know. What she look like?
I don't think I've
seen it. Oh, this is old school. Like, she's at a brothel.
Yeah. yeah, I don't know. This article was written in 2017. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But yeah. I think that's it for hypotheticals, but we're going to be right back. Cousin, are you ready for story time?
I am.
There's a story I found on Reddit. And it's the life of Fran Selleck, the luckiest unlucky man in the world. So, January in 1962, he's riding on a train. And it's wintertime. It's freezing cold. The train goes off the tracks into an icy river.
Oh, shit. An icy river?
Yes. He is the only survivor of the 18 passengers on this train.
Damn.
And all he got was a broke arm and hypothermia.
That is good.
In 1963, on his first plane ride, he gets sucked out of the plane door.
Oh, God.
Lands in a haystack.
Jesus Christ.
17 other people died.
Oh, my God.
No, it was 19. 19 other people died.
That's even worse.
1966, he's on the
bus. Did he suffer any injuries from
it? No, just some minor cuts and bruises.
Oh, my goodness.
In 1966, he's on the bus. It skids off the road into another cold-ass river.
Where he live?
he was from Croatia.
Where is that at?
Croatia? Where the fuck is Croatia at? In Europe, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Somebody gonna be like, that shit in the
fucking... Y'all ain't gonna email us about it, so shut the fuck up. Okay, that's stupid.
So, in 1966, he's on the bus. It skids off the road into another icy river. Man, 4 passengers drowned.
Oh, my God.
And all he got was cuts and bruises. Whoa. In 1970...
Is he a demon? A bad omen?
Because, I don't know.
Keep going.
In 1977, he's driving in his car and his engine bursts into flames while he's driving. He was able to escape from the car before it exploded.
Did it kill anybody?
And from what it said, nobody died. Okay. In 1973, he's in his car again. Mm-hmm. And this time, there's a broken fuel pump, so it's putting hot oil on the engine. Flames shoot out of the engine through the vents in the car while he's driving. It singed all his hair off. But nobody died. In 1995, he was hit by a bus.
That's how he left?
No. In 1996, he missed a head-on collision with a United Nations truck on a mountain, on the curve of a mountain. He swerved, hit the guardrail. The guardrail broke, and he jumped out of the car and, like, was able to hold on to it.
How old is he at this point? I haven't been alive since how he jumped out the car and jumped and grabbed like an action hero. How fucking old is this dude? It's 1995, man. He been moving around, dodging death since the 60s.
He grabbed onto a tree branch after he got jumped out of the car. And the car fell down like to off the death. Side of a off. It fell off the side of a mountain, so it just shut kept up. Rolling.
How old is he?
I don't know how old he is.
When was his first incident?
1962.
So 62 to 90 is at least 30 years.
Come unlock the damn phone, man. And so he and cousin 2 days after the collision on the side of the mountain, won $1 million in the lottery.
I mean, to survive all of that, I mean, it's like, when is it going to be my turn, Lord? When is it going to be my turn?
Okay, hold on. He was born in 1929.
I don't believe this shit. He jumped out the car in 1995?
Like
96. He did 96. I don't believe this. My man is how old is he in 96?
I got quick math in me right now. 96 minus 1920.
don't you tell me nothing stupid.
He was 67. He was 67.
But that 20s generation.
They grew up different. He probably did all of that shit.
My man's like, I'm going to make it out of all of this shit.
He died in 2016. He was 87. But he was Croatian.
Them niggas built tough.
They are built tough. That's just regular fucking Thursday for him. Straight
from the dirt.
Yes, but then he...
How did he die?
Hold on.
I hope he like went like in his sleep.
Oh no, he didn't. Okay, so I don't know who rewrote it on Twitter, on Reddit, but it say right here that he was ejected from the car when it hit the guardrail. He didn't have a seatbelt on. Uh-huh. And he was able to just grab onto a tree.
Okay, I don't care about his heroics.
No, cousin, I was saying he did. It was. I'm not to say that he didn't jump from the car.
But for him to be thrown from a car.
He got ejected.
You ever have his wits about him enough at 67.
The car fell 300 feet. 2 days later, on his 73rd birthday, he won $1 million U.S. in the lottery.
What did he say? How did he die?
It doesn't say how he died. It just say he bought a couple houses and a boat with his winnings, and then in 2010 he decided to give a lot of his fortune away to friends and family and just decided to live a chill life.
I've been nowhere, so don't ask me to go nowhere.
I was like, this nigga been on every type of video. That's why he bought a boat.
Yeah.
I'm like, getting it on a car? A bus? They was like, hey, man, you want to go take this trip?
I sell there.
He did. But, you guys, that was story time. I found that story. 67. I was reading that, and I'm just like, what?
My dad, not 67. Can my dad be ejected from a car?
Hell no.
And grab hold of a branch?
Hell no. He can get on foes.
On all day.
But I'm like, I know Fred ass not finna. This nigga got motherfucking tinnitus in his goddamn wrist. He ain't holding shit.
He ain't even made it to 60 yet.
Goddamn bowling, I told him. Oh, man. But I was reading this, and you know, it made me think about the man who survived Hiroshima
and then
went to the other town that got bombed the next a week later. And it's like 2 days, like, man's on his way to work. Hiroshima happens. U.S. drops the fucking bomb. This nigga survives the shit. A week later, moves, gets out of there because he can't stay there. Goes to the next goddamn Iwo Jima.
Yeah, we drop another one.
Goes to work, headed to work again, and then drops another bomb, and he survived both of them.
Because he a gangster.
That's some gangster shit right there.
Yeah, man, I wish. I would have had pneumonia when I was 2.
I got lost in the department store one time.
Because that's scary as fuck.
That man, listen, I was trapped out by them curtains.
You shut your ass up. I was trapped. Was trapped. Oh my god.
Now,
shut up. Yo, I was talking about some, you was trapped. And I was trapped by the curtains. It's the department's got
him. I just knew that I was not gonna get lost. I just knew where I was fucking going. And I did not.
I'm gonna need some tumblers.
Oh my god, about to beat my ass because my mom was mad as hell.
Now, I would have never looked at you by the curtain. How did you get to the curtain?
Oh my goodness. Now, cousin, I got a question. I know this is diverting a little bit from story time, but it kind of goes with the thing. Do you ever feel like some of the stuff that you talk about, like stories, whatever, like from your childhood, do you feel like they actually happen or are they made up?
Sometimes when I tell stories, I have stories I tell about my friends and stuff, and like,
yeah,
we embellish them like when we was kids on purpose.
Yeah.
And I have stories that like we embellish to the point where I was like, I don't know, remember what the true version of the story is. It's like I would have to call Ken to be like, yo, do you remember what you did when from that story? Because we tell a story of like us going, because like we was going to shovel snow to get,
right,
you know, it got a big snow in the neighborhood, so we finna go make some money.
Right.
And then clear a couple driveways, go to Subway, get some cookies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Regular, you know,
Right.
The snow day shit. So, you know, we walking and Ken, we throwing snow and everything. My sister and her friend come out and they throwing snowballs and we like blocking them with the shovel and stuff. Mm-hmm. Ken like, I don't want to play with snowballs. Don't hit me with the snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
And my Aisha's friend threw a snowball at him. And this is where it gets
sketchy.
Because we said that he picked up the black snow from like off the off the side of the road and threw it on her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember if he really did anything or if we just said that he did to make Ken seem like this big bad guy who he really wasn't.
Right.
And I tell that story and we, you know.
But I'm like, you tell it. But some like, when I was telling you the story about me being lost, I'm like, I definitely feel like that shit happened. But I'm legit like, did I actually get lost in the fucking mall? Am I making this up? And I'm like, have I been making this story up for last like 30 something?
That I did. So that's definitely a pin. Look,
I remember
that. We're going to put that right here. I got a whooping for that. That was real. Yeah, man, if I brought my ass back to reality, I'm like, fuck! I was in another place. Like, pinch me.
I should ask my mama. I'm like, nah, I can't ask her shit. She don't fucking remember nothing. I'd be like, mama, do you remember that time I got lost in the mall? I was like, girl, I remember what I ate yesterday. That's exactly what she gonna say.
My mama remembers stories about like me, like being bad. Like her favorite story that she always tell, like it's brand new, like we ain't never heard it a million times, is when she had to like catch, like snatch me up for we got some slushies.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted the slushie and it was in the cart of the shopping cart and I was reaching for it and she told me not to do it and I pulled it down, made a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up having to clean it, but I ended up going to my aunt.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, let them go. And my aunt was like, that was the hardest thing. And she was like, I got a whooping for that. So I remember it. It was there. Now, do I remember the story? No, she probably beat me to unconsciousness.
Beat me to submission.
I was done. I don't remember this. Wake up. You got out of line back there a little bit. I had to bring you back, though. You good? You good? Okay. All
right. Right. You okay,
but she she tell the story, so I guess it happened. So, I got whoopings for everything. No, there's definitely like staples in those memories that like, mm-hmm. I remember when like you, but you said you got in trouble for like when you was got lost in the curtains. How do I get out of here? Trip on the silk. I'm trapped in the silk.
Oh goodness gracious! That's so funny. I never told you that.
No, man, that was funny as hell. They told me you was trapped in the department store. Like, I was like, you was trapped. Did they close it? Like, nobody was there. Nah, man, it was just me and them two damn crackers. Because that's why we don't got no damn crackers. Don't fuck with crackers.
Alright,
that's been story time. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here.
I know y'all don't want to see us leave.
I know y'all like, already?
But we'll be back.
Maybe.
Depends. I mean, you know, shit does happen. You know, you saw what happened last time.
Out of nowhere.
Right, from out of nowhere. But I believe this has been a good comeback episode, cousin.
I think so.
Well, I think, you know, we give the people a little something. Hopefully y'all give us a little something.
They won't. They never do. But we don't do it for y'all. We do it for us.
Because we selfish.
And y'all just get to reap the benefits of us doing it for that.
Right.
So, there you go.
There it is.
And this has been He Cousin.
And I am She Cousin.
And together,
we have
saved the world.
The power. I am alone.